Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you on today?
Hi, Kara. Apparently, you have a $59 charge on my account that I did not authorize. I need to know who you are and why you have a charge pending.
Well, with that being said, ma'am, to answer your first question, we are a third-party call center that handles over 100 products. Yes, ma'am. You said the charge was for $59.89, correct?
Correct.
What's your zip code, please?
76108.
What's your first and last name, please?
Janet Gray, G-R-A-Y.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
520 Kimbrough Street, Fort Worth.
Okay. Thank you so much for verifying information. One moment, please. Okay, ma'am, with that being said, ma'am, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes entry to win a Dyson Vac, a KitchenAid mixer, ma'am?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, with that payment for that sweepstakes, ma'am, it enrolled you to one of our meal planning apps where you can create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day. So that 59.
I don't want any of that shit. All I signed up for was a $2 to buy the mixer. All I authorized was a $2 payment. I don't want any plans. I don't want any meals. I don't want any recipes. And now I don't even want the damn mixer. I want this to go away.
Okay, ma'am. I understand you're stating you do not want it, ma'am. Do you know anyone else today would like to try a meal planning app for $20 a month?
No.
Okay, ma'am. With that being said, you have been canceled, ma'am. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
Yes, I would like a cancellation, and I better not try to take the money out.
Well, with that being said, ma'am, they have already took the funds out, ma'am, but I will discuss the refund after providing your cancellation number, ma'am. Let me know if you're ready, please.
Go.
C as in Charlie, 920-777-305.
Wait. Just start over.
C as in Charlie, number 9, the number 2, the number 0, 777-305.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. That's the cancellation number, ma'am. Since you're stating about the charge for $59.89, since it was for the meal planning app, ma'am, I can refund you for $54.89.
Why is there $5 missing?
The $5 is a non-refundable set of fee, ma'am.
Why? So you're going to charge me to cancel a $5 to cancel a $2 purchase that you hoodwinked me into some other crap that I didn't ask for?
Well, when you signed up for that sweepstakes entry, ma'am, it was obligated to enroll you into a meal planning app, ma'am. But as a customer courtesy...
No, it never mentioned anything about enrolling me in anything. It just said, pay the $2. And then all of a sudden I get a thing that's, oh, well, welcome to the plan.
One moment, please, ma'am.
All right.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, as a customer courtesy, ma'am, I have refunded you for the full amount for $59.89. It will be credited back into your account 3 to 5 business days.
Well, there isn't that much in the account, so why even bother to take it out? So then you'll create an overdraft at the bank, and then I'll have to be out a bunch more money.
Well, with that being said, ma'am, I have refunded you for the charge. It will be refunded to you in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
I'll just go close the damn account.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer. Have a great day.